Now you will hear the fourth talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a professor giving a lecture.
I'd like to pick up where we left off at the end of the last class. We were talking about some of the things that make humans unique, and many of you mentioned tool use. And for years, we believed that was the case. But as it turns out, using tools is not unique to humans. Scientists have documented the use of tools in several species. Probably, the most well-known example is that of chimpanzees using sticks to fish for ants or termites. The chimps simply find a stick or a long piece of grass or something similar and dip it into the ant nest or the termite mound and pull out insects, which they then eat. Some birds do the same thing. In the wild, New Caledonian crows will find sticks and use them to get insects or other food items out of trees. Chimps, gorillas, and other monkeys will use stones to crack open nuts. And gorillas have been seen using large branches as clubs, which they use to fight off predators, such as leopards. They'll pick up a branch or a stick and use it to hit an attacker. And recently, oceanographers have seen octopuses making shelters out of coconut shells. The coconuts fall into the sea and break open. The octopuses will find two coconut shells and climb inside one half, then pull the other one on top, so that the octopus is completely covered as if it were in the middle of a ball. Anyway, there are many more examples of non-human tool use, too many to go into here in class. But if you're interested in reading more about this, I've posted some articles on the class website which you can download.